Another day turns out to be a bust. Welcome to the world of dating apps, I guess. Okay, you don't have a right to talk. You can say surprise, surprise all you want, but at least I'm trying to actually find someone. Unlike a certain someone who hasn't even attempted to ask someone else since he got a place with such a pretty girl. Okay, I'll have you know that I wouldn't even come close to dating a guy if he was only interested in my looks, so that kind of trumps that argument. No, people don't just swipe based on looks in dating apps. They're looking at, like, the profile and hobbies and, like, where they were born and... Okay. Yeah, I guess it is mainly based on how they look. But just shut up. Just because others might do it doesn't mean that I do it. If my amazing good looks give me more chances at potential dates, then, I mean, so be it. Again, at least I'm trying, unlike someone. Why don't you just get out there, try to find a pretty girl, move in with them? It'd be nice to get rid of you, you know. You snore so loud some nights, thank God I never bring a date home. there it is. Typical loner response. I don't want a relationship. Okay, yeah, right. We both know you wish you could have found someone like me to cuddle up with and watch movies with. Yeah? You can't fool me, Rumi. I know you're touch-starved. By the looks of things, it's your own fault, though, with how you're going about it. You know, going about it, doing nothing about it, pretty good way to end up touch-starved and stay that way. Oh, please. So, you're saying you wouldn't want someone like me sitting next to you? Softly brushing your arm like that? See? Turning bright red instantly is a really big giveaway that you're wanting something. Okay, yes, I'm attractive, but you don't just turn red like that unless you haven't been touched in a very long time. So are you going to admit that you're touch-starved, or are you going to just stick by this terrible lie that you don't want a relationship? Which, by the way, a blind person could see that you're lying about that. Fine. Okay. Then I guess I'll just keep brushing your arm until you admit it. I can see that you're enjoying it, you know. You're not very good at hiding things, despite what you and the boys might think. You know, I'd actually wonder how they'd react right now. Seeing their "I don't want a relationship" guy just enjoying a woman's soft touch, just brushing up and down their arm. Personally, I think they'd be jealous, especially if that girl was someone like me. Pretty, outgoing, can cook and clean. I'm the total package for gamer guys like them. Well, as well as guys like you, don't you think? Oh, it's like that, is it? Just because all those dates couldn't see it doesn't mean it's not there. I would have done it all for them, and more, if they would have just saw more than a pretty face, but oh well. Maybe there isn't a cute gamer guy out there who would appreciate something like that. There's someone out there for me. That's very sweet of you to say, but coming from someone who's not even trying to get a date, I don't think those words work coming out of that mouth. Anyways, if all the cute guys like yourself are too scared to go on dating apps, I doubt that they'd find the one like that for them. Yes, I did just call you cute. I mean, it's the truth after all. So, of course I'd say it. Why? Are you not used to a girl complimenting you either? Oh, sweetie. Look at you. You've gotten all red. I can barely recognize you. I can stop with all the teasing if you want me to. But only if you truly want me to. I'm sorry, Rumi, but I'm not buying it. If you look away from me and stutter while saying it, it'll make me think that you actually want more. And if you don't want more, well, I'd feel bad about it. Maybe. Come on. Look at me. If you truly want me to stop, look at me. It can't be too hard, right? You do it a lot every day. Or is me being so close to you too much to handle? Like I said, if you can look at me and tell me to stop teasing you, I will. So, come on, Rumi. Look at me and tell me what you want. You want more teasing now. But what happened to you not eating a girlfriend? Guess that's just been swept away now, hasn't it? God, it's so cute to watch someone crumble in embarrassment when they've been found out. Nah, Rumi. I don't think I will stop. After all, you just asked for more, didn't you? As the good person I am, who would I be to deny such a request? Speaking of more teasing, why don't I get a little closer? And by a little closer, I mean... There we go. Right on your lap. Oh, what? Am I too close? It's okay. You can handle it, right? Just look at me with those perfect eyes of yours. See, that's it. Isn't that much better? Knowing that those innocent eyes are looking deep into my soul. As I look back into the perfect soul it has behind those eyes for me. Yes, I did say perfect. A kind, gentle, I'll admit, sarcastic and rude sometimes. Cutie has a perfect soul to go with him. The perfect package. Yet, so shy that he doesn't know what to do with himself. No, I'm not pulling your leg. I'm teasing you, yes, but not about this. Everything that I'm saying to you is true. Just like how every date I went on was to hopefully get you out of my head. But no one even came close to how perfect you are. No, I'm not lying. Let's not start with this whole, are you pranking me? You're way out of my league, or you're a pretty girl, and a pretty girl can't be flirting with me and actually mean it, because I do. Honestly, that's been on my chest for a little while now, and I'm glad that it's finally gone. No, I'm not. Oh, you know what? Screw it. There. Am I lying now? You need more kisses to make sure. Getting a little bit greedy, aren't we? Okay, come here then. So, who doesn't need a relationship again? By the look of things, you're in one now, aren't you? That's right. Let me take care of you. Let me feed you, protect you, let you know every day how much you're loved, how amazing you are. From now on, no matter where I am, if I even sense you with a frown, I'll be right there for you. Oh. Shut up. I am not adorable when I'm being all sappy. Don't make me pin you down, mister. I'm hoping to save that for a much more intimate confirmation of our relationship later on. So, what do you want to do? Maybe watch a movie while your new girlfriend snuggles up to you? Yeah? Sounds perfect. I'm glad. Then again, I'm not surprised that someone so perfect can see that something else is perfect. Honestly, I might make out with you instead of watching the movie. Guess today is a good test of our self-control, huh? Okay, let's find a movie to watch.